Good morning. Am I sounding all right? Yeah? Good. So my question today is, what does it mean to be church? A bit of interaction. What does it mean to be church? No one knows. We're all here. No one knows.
People.
What people?
People of Jesus.
Christians? Family of God? Worshippers? Disciples, maybe? Yeah?
Fellowship?
Okay. I'm going to go with disciples, because that's the word that I wrote down. So as a group, we are church. And as individuals, we're disciples. So my next question, what does it mean to be a disciple? And I'm going to write some things down on the board. Maybe if I stand back here, it won't echo so much. What does it mean to be a disciple? We listened to that reading. Can we have the reading up again, Karen? Because the disciples were in there. We had Simon, Andrew, James and John. What did the disciples do in this reading? There is something at the beginning, so. Told people. Followed Jesus. So brought people to Jesus? Or brought people before Jesus? Not, because when we say that we brought someone to Jesus, it's got a different sort of connotation to it. Brought the sick to Jesus. Okay. Where did Jesus stay? He went into Simon's home. So they took Jesus into their homes. Or some of them did. Okay. What about a bit further on in the thing? Karen, can we? Okay. A bit more? They looked for him. Yeah? They looked for him, they talked to him. Okay. Right, if we turn that reading off, can we think of anything else? Now we've got into the mood of it, can we think of anything else that we know the disciples did in the Bible? Worshipped. Okay. Anything else? Yep, disciple means learner. Tony, you looked like you were about to say something. Helped him, yeah? Or served with him? We think of the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus did the multiplication of the food, but the disciples served it out. Wrote about him, yeah? What else have I got? Followed his instructions? I think you've got most of the things that I had down. Loved him. And I've got a little bit of space and I'm just going to put, they did as he did. Later on in the Bible, Jesus sends them out, doesn't he, to do what he's been doing. So that's what the disciples did. And we're called to be disciples of Jesus. Is there anything on there that we can't do? No. Walking with Jesus, listening to him, learning from him, taking him into our homes and workplaces and social gatherings, bringing people we love to him in prayer. And each of us should be doing those things. It's not easy, is it, sometimes? Jesus warned his disciples to count the cost. In this country, we don't really face persecution for being disciples, but we can face ridicule. We can face a certain amount of discrimination. We can face not being accepted. We can face misunderstanding, even within our own families sometimes. Last week, as we looked at the Beatitudes, we heard Jesus talk about when people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. It happens, but Jesus says we're blessed when it does. So what God does is he gives us the Holy Spirit. That's the gift he gave to the first apostles that gave them the strength and the power to live Christian lives in a non-Christian world. And he offers to each of us as individuals when we accept him. But he also gives us the church. He gives us each other. You know, right at the beginning of time, God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. Right at the beginning, when all there was man and God, God said, this isn't right. And gave him another person. Eve was made as a helper for Adam, a supporter, a co-worker, a partner, a friend. She didn't necessarily make life easier for him. But God said, this is how it should be. And this is still how it should be. We shouldn't be alone, even alone with God. He gave us each other. He gave us the church. So part of being a disciple of Jesus is to be a disciple with other disciples, not a disciple alone. Church is a gift from God. When we're following Jesus sincerely and truly learning from him, listening to him, doing as he did, loving as he loves, church is a gift. It's a gathering where as disciples we practice doing all these things. We learn and we grow and we fall down and we get back up and we try and we fail and we make mistakes and we forgive. That's what church is. It's a gathering where we're encouraged and built up and refreshed and renewed and sent out. You know, when Paul went around setting up churches, he didn't sit in a room somewhere and invite people to come in. He didn't think about advertising strategies or making the room more attractive or putting on events to get people in to listen to him. As a rabbi, he went to the synagogues. As a visitor to the town, he went to the market square. Philip has a conversation with a man he met while walking along a road. Peter and John healed a man at the temple gates and preached to the people around, people watching, to the Sanhedrin who put him on trial, to the jailers. The disciples went out to where the people were. Today we don't do that so much, but we're still disciples. Jesus' instruction to his disciples is to go and make disciples of others. Do we do that by coming and sitting in church and learning and growing and worshipping and praying? Do we do it on a Sunday morning when we're being refreshed and renewed by the Word of God? Do we do it by inviting people to a church service? Come here and someone will tell you the gospel. Or is it more like, come here and someone else will tell you the gospel? Or do we rely on times like Christmas or weddings or funerals when people from outside the church do actually come in? I'm not sure if that works. There was a time when it did. There was a time in the days when pretty much everyone had been brought up in church. They might have turned away, they might have drifted away, but they always knew what church was. They always knew it was there. They always knew what happened in it and how to behave and what to expect. And revisiting church could be kind of nostalgic. And all the church had to do was prove that it was still relevant and make people who were vaguely interested into disciples. But today that's not the case. We face a world where people know nothing about our faith. And let's be honest, a lot of them have little interest in finding out. Some are even hostile to the church. They don't trust the church or the people in it. What makes us think that they'll come in through those doors, however attractive we make ourselves? You know, we're actually in a time much more like that of the apostles than that of the church 100 years ago. So our way of making disciples needs to follow theirs. The church has no contact with your workplace or your friends or your colleagues or the people you drink down the pub with. You do. We have a tendency to think that outreach is all about growing the church. And yes, Jesus told us to make disciples. But when we say the Lord's Prayer, we don't pray for the church to grow. We pray for God's kingdom to come and his will to be done on earth. And God's kingdom, believe it or not, is greater than Laindon Baptist Church. Witnessing to others is about more than come to my church. It's about showing Jesus in our life and our words and helping people take their next step, whatever that step might be, on their journey of faith. Before we can sow the seed, we have to plough the ground. That means building relationships, showing integrity, breaking down those walls and those preconceptions people have about church and about Christians. And that's not a job for a Sunday morning. That's a job for a Monday morning at work, or a Tuesday lunchtime down the pub, or Wednesday afternoon at craft club, or Friday morning at toddler group. And we can't measure our success at doing that by bums on seats on a Sunday. Bums on seats on a Sunday is a lot further down the path. Right now, in the society that we live in and the communities that surround us, I don't think many people are ready to come to church on a Sunday morning. And if they're not going to come in here, we have to go out there. If we want to be disciples, we should be making disciples. And that's what Jesus has commanded us to do. But if we want to make disciples, we need to be disciples. And to do that, we need each other. So as disciples of Jesus in the everyday world outside, we're called to face our week at work or at home, our family or health issues, our friends and neighbours, in a way of Christian love and peace, to grow in our own relationship and discipleship with Jesus, and to encourage and draw in others on their journey. Now that's a challenging task if you really think about it, and a difficult and challenging world outside these four walls. So my question is, can you do all that on an hour a week? Is all you need to keep faithful in all these areas outside the church every day a few hymns and a 20-minute sermon on a Sunday morning? We need more. If we're going to live a life of discipleship and follow Jesus' commission to make disciples, Sunday mornings aren't enough. We need to be reading the Bible. We need to be praying. We need to be walking with Jesus and listening to him and learning from him every day, taking him into our homes and anywhere else we go. And we still don't have to do that alone. The encouragement and support and building up of the church is more than just a Sunday morning. Practically, we can meet each other at other times in small groups, and some of you will know where this is going, where we have the opportunity to share and support each other in our everyday walk with Christ. And this applies to all of us, not just church members. All of us who are disciples of Jesus need to grow and learn and share together and support each other if we're to do God's work in the world around us. So I'm going to take a few minutes to do something very practical. Because you lot are rubbish at giving back questionnaires. So I'm going to give them out now, and you're not going home until you've filled it in. So, Polani, could you give me a hand here? Could you take those? If you need large print, can you put your hand up and I will bring large print and Polani will bring everything else? Right, one for you. Oops, how large do you want? One each, yes, please. Mike, if you want to play us some music, and I'll bring some pens round. And I have got a bit to say about it. My first thing is, please be honest. There's no point in filling it in. Pen. Two pens. Yeah, I'm bringing pens. Or pencils. Sorry, you've been downgraded to pencil. Janice, do you want a pen? Right. Have you got a questionnaire? You've missed some. So, yeah, please be honest. Don't say, oh, I'll do a Bible study and then not do it. You notice at the top, the title says small groups. Because I don't want to put people off who don't think Bible study is for them because of the word study in the title. So we're calling it small groups. Because it's only in-depth study, if that's what you want it to be. It's about growth and discipleship and support in your everyday life. And I'd really like everyone in this church to be in one of those groups so that we can bless each other and build each other up. There's different ways of doing them, and some you might find more helpful than others, so that's sort of part of the way these questions are designed. I need to know what's going to work for you. These are your groups. And if you've got any questions, put your hand up towards the end of the questionnaire. There's some odd questions for you. And it's just trying to gauge your level of study and how you like to study and how you like to work. Not about how clever you are or how well you know your Bible. It's just trying to get groups of people that are kind of on the same wavelength. And right at the end, there's a couple of questions that's just for me to get to know you better. You can leave them if you like. I'll give you a couple of minutes to finish those. And if you hold them up when you're done, I'll come and collect them round.